I'm going to confess, Coxie.
I'm ready.
Here goes. I'm a crier.
I'm a crier too.
Oh, thank goodness we've got that out there.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Yeah, I love a good cry. I cry in movies.
I cry a lot in movies. I cry in commercials. What am I talking about? I cry
commercials. What commercials make you cry?
Remember there used to be, I think it was Kleenex, and there was a little puppy. No.
Puppies. Puppies always do it, don't
yes.
they?
Yes. And then the RSPCA ads, and I don't know, I cry. I'm
wow, that's impressive. Like a 30-second commercial will move you to tears.
Yeah, I watched this really interesting thing on television, I don't know, sometime this week, about, I don't know what it's called, but there are these really weird clips on YouTube. And
no, that doesn't sound like YouTube.
No, these are really weird things like a person eating, which I find really gross.
Right.
Or, no, that's terrible. Somebody just pulling at the, at a comb. What are the things on a comb called?
The things
knobs
on a comb.
You know, just really weird, random
teeth
noises. Teeth on a comb.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a group of people in society that receive, they have this physical response to that kind of, those noises or those things.
Right.
So it turns out I might be one of those. Those kinds of things don't work.
Like fingernails on a blackboard or something.
I hate that noise. But I can be hyper emotive when I see situations. So I can be in a supermarket, a woman is yelling at the child or a father's yelling at the child, and I'll burst into tears because I have a real emotive response to that situation.
Right.
So when I have an emotive response, it's always in tears. It's not in anger. The anger comes later. Or
I think that makes you an empath, doesn't it?
Isn't I think
an
so.
Empath? You're empathetic?
Yes. If I take my kids driving, I get that nervous. I just piss myself laughing for the whole time we're in the car.
I thought you were going to say you piss yourself when they take you driving.
It just literally scares me silly and I can't stop laughing.
Ah, you're the giggler when fear makes you giggle.
Yeah, no, I've been in some situations of serious fear that don't make me giggle at all. My fight or flight response is quite healthy, but those kind of situations, particularly with my kids, I just can't shut up and they won't go in the car with me anymore.
There's a couple of people at our gym that in response to pain, so, you know, when you're doing mobility, if you're
yes.
super tight muscles and you roll on a trigger point ball or a foam roller or something,
mm-hmm.
it can be quite painful.
Mm-hmm.
Their response to pain is hysterical giggling.
Oh, and there is
a chick, which kind of, you know, she giggles and that's pretty funny. But there is a guy, and he's a man mountain. He's about 6'4".
Wow.
Massive ranger, ginger nut. And when he does mobility, if it hurts, he's there in the corner pissing himself laughing.
Oh, the poor bugger.
And the rest of us are there like, oh man, this hurts so much. And he's like
That's
pissing
hilarious.
Himself laughing. It's hilarious.
So
I love to watch.
You can't control the way you respond, I suppose.
No. So, it's not exactly what we were going to talk about, but welcome to a Fuck It Friday, listeners.
Hello.
And as you would know, if you're a regular listener to the Tradies in Business podcast,
mm.
our Fuck It Fridays almost never follow the thread that we
never.
Start with.
Never. I don't think they ever have.
Because Coxie and I sit down and go, yeah, let's talk about this. I want to talk about being offended. And
it turns into crying.
Next minute we're talking about crying during your kids driving. No, that was laughing.
Laughing during, yeah, I cried other people's children getting in trouble or, oh my God, I cried
that,
so
that
much.
Makes
it's
me
ridiculous.
Cranky. I struggle to see parents really like just hating on their kids.
It's horrible.
And, you know, for regular listeners, you would know that I don't get to see my daughter very often. So for me, it's very raw because, like, hey, don't talk to your kid like that.
Mm.
I don't get to see my fucking kid. So
that's right.
Appreciate the fact that you even have your kid with you.
Mm.
I know it's none of my business and I don't know their story, but that's my response. I have a very strong response to that. So usually I just go and hide in the corner somewhere.
Which is what I do with my tissue.
And cry, because I'm a crier. I don't get to see my daughter.
Do you cry at a lot of things?
I wouldn't say a lot of things. I'm definitely a movie crier.
Yes.
I just get sucked in terrible. So bad, hey?
Me too.
I watch an emotional movie. Music. Music yes. is, I mean, for most people, music's a very powerful emotional connection. I can listen to certain music and it will just create this well up of emotion in mm-hmm. me.
Me too.
Obviously, if it's tied to past events or, you know, things in my life. But yeah, some songs just really get me in a state. And I find movies similar, obviously, if it's, you know, powerful imagery and stuff, but and then the music that goes with it, and I get very involved in the whole story, and then it's like, I can't help it. Stop crying.
What about kids' movies? Cartoons?
I do, yeah. Probably as much in them as I do in, you know, dramas and stuff.
Yep, I cry in kids' movies too.
It's yeah, I just feel very strongly about some of those social messages.
Mm.
But what I was going to talk about today was being offended.
Can we do that? I'm offended by your crying.
Mm. It's probably, you know what, as ridiculous as that sounds, I'm sure that's happened.
I have no doubt.
I'm offended about you of crying, Warwick. It's really offensive to me.
It is offensive. You've hurt my feelings.
And it's something that, well, I think we've both experienced, not necessarily offending people.
I think I've offended a few people.
I can be a bit offensive sometimes.
Me too.
I know I've offended a couple people recently, unintentionally.
Mm.
I still don't believe I did anything to offend them.
Understand.
I didn't say anything to their face that was offensive.
Oh, so you're just talking about them behind their back?
Yeah, stabbing them in the back. That's why would you get offended by that? No, I was just being me and doing what I do and they got offended.
Funny, like, isn't it?
What? But I didn't call you a dickhead or tell you that you stunk or that your business is shit or anything that you probably should get offended by.
Mm.
And even then, it's like, you know what? Whatever. Whatever.
I know.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. Why do we have to tell people? Where, you know, if you just don't like somebody's message, walk away from it, right?
I'm offended.
Yes. And I need you to know
I'm offended. And I need the whole world to know that I'm offended too. You know what? No one gives a shit.
No, we don't.
Go be offended. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I've just been through enough stuff in life where it's like, whatever.
I do think that age grants perspective.
Absolutely.
For some.
Yeah. But I've never really been one to get offended by stuff. To be honest, Coxie, I don't understand. Clearly, I'm too old to understand. I'm a Gen X.
That makes two of us. So can we lay off the old, please?
but okay, I'm experienced enough. I'm from a generation. I've never been offended by stuff. I can't remember a time where anybody offended me. I've had a knife held to my throat at high school and I've been bashed and...
Were you offended?
And picked on and bullied, but I was never offended. I was shit scared.
I find some stuff offensive.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of offensive content on the internet.
I'm not sure if I feel offended by the offensive stuff.
But I see... You keep talking and I'm going to Google the definition of offensive and being offended because I actually reckon they're different things. And
I think they're different.
I think the terms have been mixed up, right?
Right, I agree. So you go ahead and you Google
it. I'll see if I can do two things at once and stay connected and engaged in the podcast.
This will whilst be very interesting.
Googling a word.
So do you want to have a guess at the difference between the two?
Well, I think offensive is something that is a generally accepted standard. Like, I don't know, seeing pornography on a publicly available website,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be offensive.
Definitely.
Right? Offensive language. Okay? Here we go. So, the dictionary says, well, the one I found on the internet anyway, offensive, adjective, causing someone to feel resentful, upset, or annoyed.
Resentful is the first term there. How interesting is that?
Synonyms, insulting, rude, derogatory, disrespectful, hurtful, wounding, abusive, objectionable, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
The second definition of offensive is actively aggressive or attacking,
mm-hmm.
right? So taking a military offensive, for example, hostile, mm-hmm. attacking, aggressive, combative, threatening. That kind of makes sense to me, you know? If someone knocked on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning and was shouting, you know, open the door or I'm going to smash it down and shoot you in the head,
mm-hmm.
that'd be pretty offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they threatened me when I was walking my dog in the park and mm-hmm. said, you know, Labradors are shit dogs and you're a wanker for having one, I think that'd be pretty offensive.
That would be offensive.
But giving me some critical feedback in my business
mm-hmm.
because I didn't give them what they thought they wanted as a customer,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's very offensive.
No.
And I don't think I should be offended by that.
Oh, it's a great opportunity to improve.
Or if I posted a picture of my motorbike in a forum of adventure bike riders on Facebook and someone said, that is the shittest colour they ever made that bike in, I wouldn't be offended by that.
No need to be offended. They're not talking about you.
I'd think that person was probably a bit of a tool.
Yeah, well, clearly not a positive person.
But I'd just scroll on by and go, well, you're a wanker.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't type that.
So it's not, can we not? Or are we going to end up with trolls?
If I was a troll, I would. I'd troll the troll.
Is the point here that it's an active state of being to be offended and you can make a choice in that?
That is bang on, Coxie. You've hit the nail on the head.
Another nugget.
You've hit the nail on the head, see? It's, and I love this, right? Read this. I'm going to read this definition out to you again.
Don't have my glasses.
Offensive. Causing someone to feel resentful, upset, or annoyed. Now, just think about those words. So, if I'm being offensive, I cause you to feel resentful, upset, or annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest load of bullshit mm-hmm. that's ever been written on a screen.
Yes.
I can't make you feel anything.
No, you can't.
This is the thing about all these people running around being offended. You
I'm
know what?
Offended.
They fucking choose to be offended.
Of course they do.
I can't make you be offended.
No.
I might have said something and been a dick.
Yes, but isn't that the point?
But that makes me a dick. It doesn't
right.
make you offended.
No, it just makes me think, oh, Warwick, what a dickhead. And I walk away. Doesn't change the way I think about myself. Doesn't even really change the way I think about you. It's just
but
you being a dickhead.
You might choose to.
If I'm feeling a bit dramatic, yeah.
Allow that to say something about you and then blame me for the way you feel.
I know.
So that's really what we're talking about, isn't it?
It is.
Not offended no. stuff. What we're talking about is people being victims.
Choice. Yes. Making a choice.
I'm glad we've solved this issue for society. We should post this somewhere on Facebook. Oh, no, we might offend somebody.
We might offend someone. Can we do it with a cool meme so that we really offend people?
But it's said that way, isn't it? It's like, you offended me.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does that even mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's the real crux of the matter.
You mean I typed something that you took offense at.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually took that. You did that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that to you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was a dick or an asshole or an aggressive prick or something like that, whatever mm-hmm. strong language you want to use about me. But you chose to be offended.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to try this next time someone trolls me. I'm going to be offended. No, that's right. I'm not going to be offended.
They're offended.
Ugh, it's my choice, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm.
Interesting thought.
What do you think, listeners? Are we onto something?
I reckon we are. I think some people might be offended by this conversation, though.
If you are and you're game, tell us. Tell us we've offended
you.
I'll
pick on you.
No, seriously, though. Like,
I'm intrigued.
I only found out about the person who was offended by me via, like, that separate channel. They didn't tell me
mm.
that I offended them.
Mm.
I found out sort of by a third party.
That's a bit sad.
It's pretty shit, actually.
Mm. So not only have they made a choice to be offended by you, that they've chosen to involve somebody else in that.
Complain to somebody else about the fact that they were offended by me.
Mm-hmm.
That How weird is that?
A little immature.
Like grown adults.
Mm-hmm.
Big people.
Mm-hmm.
Been on the planet for a while. Really? Yeah, what do you reckon, listeners? Have we solved it? We've just fixed the whole I'm offended issue.
Oh, we've given it a crack.
Because if you're offended, you did that to yourself.
You did. You have made a choice. People are, this is going to be one of those polarizing blog podcasts.
Yeah, this is a blog post. I'm offended that you forgot this was a podcast, Coxie.
Oh, dear. That's okay. You'll be right. Toughen up.
Jump in the group. Tell us what you think. Are you offended by this episode?
Mm-hmm.
Are you offended when we say fuck on Fuck It Friday?
Yeah, that'd be intriguing.
Is that offensive?
So far, we haven't had any negative feedback on that.
Because offensive language would be language that causes someone to feel resentful, upset, or annoyed.
Well, if we go back to the whole thought of porn on a public forum, that's offensive. Perhaps for some people, our Friday language is a little offensive.
True. But the fact that there's...
I can choose to tune out.
Yeah. I mean, you can't unsee stuff, but...
No. We don't need...
But taking offence is sort of going the next step. It's like, I don't want to see that, so I'm going to close that website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give them feedback and say, hey, there's some inappropriate content on your website because it's publicly available and we have societal standards that say that that's not the sort of stuff that we publish where, you know, a younger person might see it, right?
Yes.
But to take offence is to personally feel hurt or disrespected. It's like, they didn't swear at me.
No. So we're talking general here. We're not talking about personal attacks. It's okay to feel offended by a personal attack, right?
Yeah, because someone took the offensive against you. They attacked you, right?
It's different.
But if a customer gives feedback or someone, I don't know, makes a comment on a photo that you shared, I just think people are taking this whole offensive, offended thing to the nth degree. Fancy that.
I just think we cause ourselves a whole bunch of pain that we don't need.
Mm.
We can make other choices and just move along.
Exactly. I think this is strongly tied to being a victim. You choose to be a victim, you're going to be offended.
Absolutely.
Because you're supposing that someone else is in control of your emotions. What a shit life to live.
It wouldn't be comfortable.
Other people basically dictating how you feel every day. No thanks.
No.
Anyway, tell us what you think. I'm going to go be offended at something because it's 2019 and that's what you do.
It is.
Go to Tradies in Business Group on Facebook and join if you haven't. It's a closed group. We won't be offended if you don't.
No, we won't.
Please don't be offended if we refuse your application.
Please don't.
It's probably just because you're a twat. But if you're not, apply to join.
Just come along and join.
And tell us, have you been offended? Are you an offender?
Ooh.
Have you offended somebody intentionally or unintentionally?
A few times.
And, well, you're always offending people.
I am.
But, yeah, tell us about your story. We want to hear from you.
Please.
See, Fuck It Fridays are even better when you join the conversation.
They are. We'd like to know what you think.
Then you don't have to listen to us talk shit.
No, we get to share your message too.
We can talk shit about your stuff.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Roo.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.